Welcome, my name is Divine. This is episode 218 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons Podcast. In today's podcast, I'm going to be addressing a topic, today, not tomorrow. Today, not tomorrow. My anchor scripture by the grace of God is going to be taken from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, it says, and I'll read from the New Living Translation, for God says, at just the right time, I heard you. On the day of salvation, I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. I'm going to read it again. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2 from the New Living Translation. For God says, at just the right time, I heard you. On the day of salvation, I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. So one thing I know is that many people that listen to this podcast, and may the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. Amen. One thing I know that many people that listen to this podcast are people that are in medicine. You know, you're probably a medical student, or you're a resident, or you're an attending physician. And, you know, especially if you work in primary care, let's say you have a patient that comes for the annual physical, you do some blood work, and you notice that they have high cholesterol, they are pre-diabetic, you know, their A1C is inching close to that 6.5%. You notice that just many things, you know, they have an unhealthy weight, their BMI is over 25, and you tell them that, see, please, I would like you to make certain lifestyle changes. Start now, you know, start doing the right thing. And then let's say, you know, being a primary care physician, you follow that patient for years, and they don't make those changes. Things keep getting worse, keep getting worse, keep getting worse, until they then have to go on medication, until they then have to be checked into the hospital, or they develop like a metabolic disease or cancer or whatever, and ultimately end up passing away. And then you see that progression that, man, if that person started making a change when that instruction was given, if they had started on that day that was today at some point, then the tomorrow, which is now the present, the tomorrow, which is now the present, would have turned out in a different way. So, one thing people don't realize is that today, at some point, will become the past. Tomorrow, at some point, will become the present. But God is urging you to make that change today. God is saying, you know what? Why don't you go ahead and make that change today? As you see from our text in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. I mean, like, for example, you see some people, they have certain habits today that they can change, right? Start today. Don't defer change. Don't procrastinate change. Those habits that you are carrying now, that you know that, man, this thing is not going to lead me to my destiny. This thing is going to mess up my future. Why don't you stop it now? Look at Moses in the Bible. Moses was a person that was given to anger. That anger, he murdered an Egyptian. He did many different things. He broke the stone tablets that God gave to him, right? That anger, he didn't stop it while he had that today. And then tomorrow came and that thing prevented him from crossing into the promised land. So what habits do you have in your life that you know that, man, I need to stop doing these things, right? God has been warning you about them. You know in your heart that, man, I need to stop doing this thing. But you keep doing it. Why don't you make a decision today to change? Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till the 23rd of September. Why don't you make that change today, 9/22/23? Make that change. Or you see some people, they're in relationships that they know that this relationship is not taking me anywhere. This relationship, this association, this partnership is not taking me anywhere. Don't keep propagating that relationship. Stop that relationship now. The Bible says, now is the time of salvation. The right time is now. The right time to stop that relationship is now. If you look at Abraham in the Bible, God told him, get out of your country. Get out of your kindred to a land that I will show you. God didn't want him taking Lot with him, but he took Lot with him. And as long as Lot stayed with him, it was really hard for Abraham to make progress. Instead, Abraham kept having one quarrel or the other with Lot, and his men kept having quarrels with Lot's men, right? So what is that relationship that you're in? Get out of it now. If it's not the Lord's will, cut it now. Is there any association you're in? Cut it now. The right time to make that change is now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Look at Samson. You know, he kept going back to Delilah, ended up ending his destiny, right? So what's that relationship? The Bible says, come out from among them and be separate, and I'll accept you unto myself, right? That relationship that you know that is not in line with the will of the Lord, go ahead and cut it now. Or you see some people, they're in certain locations that God has not ordered for them. What is the right thing to do? Go ahead and move. And when is the right time to move? Move today. Don't keep delaying. Do not keep delaying. Because like, for example, if you look at the book of Ruth chapter 1, Elimelech and his family, they moved to Moab. Because there was famine in the land of Israel. They moved to Moab. When they got to Moab, right, Elimelech died. The thing is, you could have seen that, man, okay, wait, this is not God's location for me. It's a Moab, it's not my Israel. Let me walk away from this place and go back to my homeland. But no, they kept staying there, right? Mahlon and Chilion died, the sons of Elimelech, right? And it's not that they died immediately. It took like 10 years, right? So the thing is, they kept staying in that location, Instead of making that change today, they kept postponing it. Until Naomi's entire family was wiped out, her husband gone, her two sons gone. Until one day she was like, you know what? Let me go back. Let me go to that place where God has called me. Let me go back to my Israel instead of living in this land of Moab. So you're in a location right now that God has not called you to be. The right time to move is now, right? Or you see some people, they are in certain kinds of slumber. To slumber means to sleep. There are certain things that they know that they are supposed to arise and get done. But no, they are sleeping. The right time to get out of that slumber is now. The Bible says, awake ye that sleeps, right? Awake, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. The sun will shine upon you when you awake out of that slumber, right? What are those things that you know that, man, I'm supposed to do with my life, and you are not doing them? You're whiling away your life, Wake up. God is telling you today, wake up. God is telling you, stop sleeping. There are certain kinds of slumbers that lead to death, right? God is telling you, wake up. Remember Jesus Christ, he told the apostles in the Garden of Gethsemane, pray. Jesus was praying. He was awake. But those ones, they were sleeping. When temptation came, when Jesus was about to be persecuted, they all ran away. If they had woken up, if they had prayed, who knows? Maybe they could have survived that temptation. But no, they were sleeping. So God is telling you today, awake from that slumber, rise from that dead, let Christ give you light. Another thing that some people can even terminate now is a certain kind of mindset. Some people have certain mindsets that are not profitable for their destinies. God is telling you, stop it now. Stop that mindset now. The Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination and those high things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of Christ. Those imaginations, those things in your mind that you know are not profitable. The Bible says that you should be thinking on whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. God is telling you that those negative mindsets, those self-doubt mindsets, those mindsets of, oh, I have low self-esteem, oh, I'm a failure, I'm the worst person in the world. God wants you to terminate those bad mindsets right now. And he wants you to start thinking of yourself the way that he thinks about you, right? Like, for example, the prodigal son. One day he came to his senses. He was like, see, I will stand up and return to my father. That was a change of mindset. Some people, they just need to change their mindset, and certain things about their lives will change. The Bible says that you shall know the truth, and that truth that you know will make you free. So I'm encouraging you today. What are those things? What are those decisions you need to make today? God is calling you today. In fact, the most important decision is to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. From our text, the Bible says, for God says, at just the right time I heard you, on the day of salvation I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. Today, 9/22/23, is the day of salvation. Don't wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. What if Jesus Christ were to come tomorrow? What are you going to do? What if he were to come today? That decision you've postponed can have eternal consequences. Why don't you make that decision right now and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ? He died for your sins. He died to set you free. He died to save your soul. So if you want to commit your life to him and say, Jesus, I am coming back to you today. I want to make that decision today. No longer am I going to wait till tomorrow. I'm going to make that decision today. I'm going to start serving you from today. I'm going to start loving you from today. I'm going to start obeying you from today. I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner. I need your help. I need your forgiveness. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. Cleanse me with your blood. I am deciding today to surrender to you. I am deciding today to follow you. Cleanse me with your blood, Lord. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Give me a brand new beginning. Write my name in the book of life. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Let my sun rise again in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray for everyone that has surrendered their lives to you and everyone listening to this podcast. Give us the grace today to make those changes you want us to make. Today, to drop those evil habits. Today, to get out of those relationships that do not please you. Today, to move out of those locations that are not in line with your will for our lives. Today, to awake out of those slumbers and start doing those things that we're supposed to do. Today, to get rid of evil mindsets and to start thinking and meditating based on the word of God. Today, to answer your call upon our lives and obey you, that your name might be glorified. Lord, as we do these things, please, Lord, uphold us with your everlasting arms and give us the grace to continue to commit to you, to continue to please you, and to continue to serve you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. For those that surrender their lives to the Lord, congratulations, you're a child of God. There are three things you need to do. Number one, listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. It is titled The Five Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you specific things you can do so you can grow in your work with God. Number two, find a Bible translation you understand. For many people, the New Living Translation is very understandable. Read it. Meditate on it. And do this every day. Write down action steps for your life and follow them. Based on what you've read, you'll see your life take a turn for the better. Number three, find a Bible-believing church. Not a church, a Bible-believing church. There are many places that call themselves churches, and they preach things that are inconsistent with the word of God. That's not the place you want to be. You want to go to a place where you hear the true, pure, undiluted word of God. After you hear the word in church, go back and cross-check with scripture and see, does this thing line up with scripture? If it does, then that's probably a place you should be. But if it doesn't, then that's probably a place you should leave. Right? So again, I'm encouraging you today, make those good decisions and the Lord will turn your life around for good. Until episode 219, have a wonderful week. God bless you. Shalom.